Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
And today we are in the first week of the blessed month of Tut, the first Sunday. And the whole reading of the year summarizes to us the salvation which the Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, offer to mankind. So if you look at the readings, every Sunday readings, it's focused on that. It's focused on our repentance, our salvation, which God offered to mankind. So that basically the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, which He has done on the earth for 3 years, we summarize them in the whole Sundays. In the whole 1 year, we summarize the 3 years and 6 months almost for the work of the Lord. And the blessed month of Tut, which is started today, it's explained to us how the Father planned the salvation for mankind. And basically the gospel of today explained to us the whole story for the salvation of mankind. Today, if we will come to the reading of the gospel, especially today. So as I said, the month of Tut explained to us what the Father, how He planned our salvation. And not only that, Father planned, our Lord Jesus implemented this plan, and the Holy Spirit made it for us easy to understand the salvation of Christ, to understand the salvation of God for us. So this is the beginning of the journey today. Jesus Christ, our Lord, today spoke about John Baptist in his reading of the gospel today. And he explained to everyone that he is greatest among the prophets. He's the greatest prophet came. Why? I'm sure many knows why John was greatest among the prophets. John is the only prophet who is filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother womb. This is one of the reasons. The second reason, which is also very important, he saw Christ by himself. And he was in the time of Christ. And he baptized the Lord. So this is one of the criteria or one of the good things about John Baptist, why he is greater among the women or among the prophets was born. John was an ascetic man, very ascetic, consecrated to God. Ascetic in his food, ascetic in his clothes, consecrated to God, very powerful in his relationship with God. And for most, he was a very, very holy man. When he spoke the message of repentance, the people came and said to him, "What can we do? What we should do?" I think if we have John Baptist in 2019, in our time now, we will follow him or we say that this man is very harsh. He's speaking harsh word and he's not easy man to go with, and he is tough and he is strong, and nowadays we need someone to speak to us softly, speak to us a joyful message. Do you need that nowadays? Or if John come, we will reject him or will accept him. What do you think? If John Baptist among us nowadays, I don't know, many people maybe will say, this man is tough. This man is really hard. We can't follow, or we can't carry what he said to us. But look at the time here when St. John was giving his message, many people followed him, and he preached the repentance, and people followed his message. But we find some people here, the Pharisees, rejected him, rejected his baptism, rejected his message. Like nowadays, many people nowadays reject repentance, reject reality, reject the message which tell everyone you should stop and you should fix your way, you should correct your direction. Many rejected that. And his time also, it happened that people rejected. But the people who love really God followed John and they baptized and they follow the plan of God and they confess their sin and they follow the Lord. This is the time which John gave his message and people, some accept and some reject. When the Lord came after, yes, John also was almost fasting. He eats food, I'm sure you know, the locust and honey, was very acidic in his food also. When Jesus came, the opposite. He came with his love. He came with his compassion. He came with really heart accepting sinners. He hates sin, but he accept sinner. He loves sinners. That's why the Bible said he was lover of what? Who love who? Jesus was lover of sinners and loving of the people whom rejected from society. Jesus was close to these people, eating with them, talking to them, sitting with them, and the people also could accept that? No. They couldn't accept that Jesus to sit among sinners. So when Jesus came with his message, also they rejected him and say, this man, we don't like his way. He eat with sinners. He stay with sinners. We don't like him. So that's why the Lord say here in the gospel, we came to you with a message of repentance you rejected. I came to you with message to tell you I love you and I care for your eternity. You rejected that. When he said, hear the message for us. John came with a message of repentance. Repent. The kingdom of God is coming. As I said earlier today, this gospel summarizes to us the salvation of the Lord to mankind. That's why the church started with this gospel today. The church was through the Holy Spirit gave us this gospel today to give us the summarization first, to give us what will happen when we repent, what will happen when we accept the message of salvation, what will happen to us. So here, as we have said the gospel, the last sentence in the gospel today, look what the Lord said. Wisdom justified but by all her children. Wisdom is justified by all her children. The wisdom of God justified by the people who admit their weakness, who admit their short sight, it revealing their life. That's why the gospel said to us, justified by the people, by the children of God. What do we need? What do you need nowadays in our life to understand the message of God? What do we need? We need to listen. We need to obey. We need to listen, and we need to obey to His word. His word came today in the mouth of St. John, say, repent. But no one could understand that. No one could accept that. That's why I said here, wisdom. If you are wise enough, you will understand the message of God for repentance. If you are wise enough, we will accept the message of repentance, and we look at ourselves, and I say, really, I am the one who's sinful. I am the one who's short-sighted. I am the one is not following the message of God. I need to change. I need to repent. I need to wake up. The message of us today, everyone should wake up. It's good the church began the journey with a message that all of us should wake up. We begin our message like that. The church began like that. Wake up. You should repent. Time is coming. The time is coming when the Lord, all of us will stand in front of the Lord. Time is coming. That's why John came and said, prepare the way for the Lord. Arrange your heart. Fix yourself. Correct your ways. Do we need to correct ourselves or not? Do we need or no? Do we need to correct our weakness or not? If we need to correct our weakness and we don't read His message, we will not be able to make it. The message of God came to every one of us, and it tells you every day, every liturgy, every reading in the Bible, it tells me and you, repent. Why we are postponing? Why we are quiet? Why we are keeping quiet? Why we are not shouting to ourselves and say, wake up, wake up. Message of today, wake up. John came to tell me and to tell you, wake up, repent. Time is coming. Time of judgment are coming. So here is the message. The plan of God to save mankind. When God created man, when God created human being in Adam, and Adam chose to be away from God, chose by his own will to be away from the Lord. God planned, God arranged that he restore back again to his bosom. He restore back his icon in us. We are the image of God. Are you getting that? We are the image of God. And God, through his lover of mankind, love to mankind, he restore back this image. Not by force. He gave everyone free will to come back to God. He did not enforce himself to bring us back to him. He gave us our will. That's why he used the methods. He came and he remained with us. And he came and he taught us to come back to him by our own will. He never forced anyone to come back to him. That's why the Lord, when he gave us, when he make us, we are his project. We are the project of God. That's why God wants his project to succeed, which is us, which is mankind. That's why he made this plan to come to our earth. That's why he sent John Baptist. That's why he sent prophets. That's why he sent messages. That's why at the end he came by himself to tell everyone, I am here, I love you. I want to restore you back. If you are willing, If you are willing to be restored back, please listen to his word. Listen to his instruction every day. Many days nowadays it pass without reading his word, without sitting with the Lord, without repenting, without listening to him. Today, God is among us to tell us, please, my brother, please, my sister, please, my son, please, my daughter, listen to my word. My word has the direction. My word has life. My word has the fullness of heaven. If we don't listen to that, how can we make it? How can we do it? Jesus said today, wisdom to know that you are a sinner and you need a savior. Wisdom today that you tell yourself, I am really the most sinful person. I need you, Lord, in my life. I need you to change my life. I need you, Lord, in my inner life to change my attitude, to change my behavior, to fix my short sight, to correct my thoughts, to correct my feelings. I need you, Lord. This is the wisdom. I pray that all of us today, when we go back home, to know the truth, that the Lord needs your salvation, that the Lord needs you to go back to your own place which he prepared for you. Are we together? Are we together or not? I don't think. Are we together? Please, today is a day of a salvation for everyone. God is calling everyone. God came with the message today, with his wisdom, to save me and to save you. That's why the church every year repeating what the Lord did, so we can go in depth, so we can go in depth in our relationship with God. Our relationship with God, not only the church, it's only a home. It's my relationship with God at home, my relationship with his word, my relationship in prayers with him at home. Our salvation starts from home, not only the church. Our way, our journey to heaven starts from home. From my relationship with, if there is no relationship with God, it is very difficult to make it. Coming to church, not only the way. Please, it is yes. It is grace of God that we are in his house. It's opportunity, it's blessing that to be in his house. But if I am not in relationship with him at my home, I am in the wrong direction. If I'm not relationship with his word, and I sit and I repent daily, I am doing nothing. I am not doing anything. I'm in the wrong direction. Please, I beg everyone, if I am not in repentance, in my reading, in my prayer, in my own room, it is very difficult to make it to heaven. It will be very difficult, almost impossible. I'm telling you, we should repent. We should accept that we are wrong, and we sit with the Lord daily in our inner room and to offer repentance and to speak to him. If we don't do that, today is the Lord say, we have played the flute for you, and we come with the message of repentance to you, but you are numb. You are not responding. Something wrong, we need to wake up. Something wrong, we need to charge, we need to start helping ourselves by accepting the message of God. God will never push your will. You have a free will. God will never say, give me your will and I'll give you new life. He will never do that. He will leave you to do your will. His will is to be saved. The will of God is our salvation. That's why he gave us free will. Please follow. Please accept. Please soften our heart. We need to soften our heart. And I pray that the message of John Baptist to be every day, every minute, in front of my heart, in front of my eyes. I look at it and implement it every day. Way of holiness is the way to heaven. The way of holiness, without holiness, without repentance, we will not make it to heaven. Please This is the message. Repent and live a holy life. Repent and live for the Lord. May the Lord give us the strength and the power and give us the ability and give us the will. He gave us the will to follow His word, to follow His salvation, which He has given for everyone. So the message of us today, God wants to save mankind. Are you willing? Are you willing to be saved? Follow what He said. Follow His instructions. Honor His word. Obey His word in your life and live a holy life for Him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.